any other names to call that when you were younger, or hear anybody call around here?
Well, I believe that's shucks about what you all I ever heard call it.
Oh, okay, what's the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
The corn? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the corn grows on the cob.
Yeah, is there any, what kind of corn is that? Like, would you call it
whole grain corn?
Mm-hmm. Like sweet corn, or would it be different?
Well, they have a sweet corn, a roast ear corn. Mm-hmm. They have different varieties of corn. They mm-hmm. have a Tennessee red cob, yellow dent, mm-hmm.
and
hickory cane.
Do you know anything about what they call roasting ears?
Yeah, roasting ears, they are... They get them out and put them in the stove and bake them while they're tender.
They're different from sweet corn. Like they're a different
you can roast either one of them.
What about mutton corn? You ever heard anything about that?
I don't believe I've heard about mutton corn.
What you call the top of a corn stalk?
That's a tassel comes out at the top.
What's the stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shucks? You have to brush off the ear when you take the shucks off?
It's silk.
What's a large, what do you call that large round fruit that grows in the ground? You make a jack-o'-lantern out of it, Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Okay. Yeah, I used to have those when I was a kid. Cut them up. They do that when you were... Kid, cut out the eyes and
make a jack-o'-lantern.
It's more about vegetables. What's the kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable?
That's a squash.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same thing once it's dried out, or do you have different names for it at different times?
They eat them while they're green, while they're tender.
Mm-hmm. And if it gets dried out, do you still call it squash?
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't be much good.
You ever heard simlin? The term simlin?
Yeah, they're what you call a simlin.
Is that a squash, kind of squash?
No, simlin grows on trees. Sort of like plums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they grow on trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of melons do you make? Do you raise, or would you, not necessarily you, but what kind of melons?
Well, they raise... watermelons,
mm-hmm.
different types,
mm-hmm.
marshmallow, cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a marshmallow and a cantaloupe?
Well, a marshmallow is more round and a cantaloupe is longer.
Mm. They taste different.
Yeah, they have a little different taste, but pretty much the same, not too big a difference.
Okay, what do you call the thing that springs up in the woods and the fields after rain? They're little white umbrella-shaped things. You eat them. Sometimes you cook them with meat. You wouldn't want to call them toadstools.
No, I don't remember what they call that now. I can't think of it.
Mushroom. Okay, that's, is there different, there's some you can eat and some you can't, is that right? Some you can eat, some mushrooms you can't, and some...
I think there's some that's not too good, mm-hmm. more poison, I think.
What would you call the ones that you don't eat? Would you have any special name for that?
For what?
For the kind of mushrooms that you can't eat, that's impossible to eat.
No, I don't remember the name of that.
When we're talking about watermelons, all watermelons you'd call watermelons. You don't have do you make any difference between small ones and large ones, or kind with seeds or without seeds or whatever?
Well, they're what you call icebox watermelons.
Icebox. What's...
That just grows small.
They're different from...
Yeah, they're a little different type.
All right.